Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. Well, look at you pressing that play button to check out this episode. I greatly appreciate it. This is the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm your host, Bob Baker. This is Season 2, Episode 42. And in this one, we'll be discussing the phrase, "This or something better now manifests for me." Whether you've heard that phrase or not, I know you're going to get some value out of what I have to say about it. But first, I got a couple of important things I need to share with you right now. I need to remind you about the upcoming Turbocharge Your Life program that is, in fact, a 21-day abundance challenge. And it's far more than just listening to recordings. You also get access to 3 live 90-minute Zoom calls with me and other participants taking on this challenge. You get lifetime access to a private Turbocharge Your Life Facebook group, a curated selections of 10-minute MP3 recordings that you listen to every morning for the 3-week period, along with worksheets and printouts that you will use to fully embody the abundance practices that are part of this challenge. So if you could use more money and abundance in your life and you'd like to do it with a community of like-minded people, please check out the details of this and sign up for it. It starts very soon. October 16 is day 1, and that's when the first of 3 Zoom calls will take place. So don't delay. Look for the link in the show notes of this episode. Check it out. Sign up today and join us. And one more thing that's right around the corner that I'm very excited about. I am on pace, sometime around the first week of November, to reach 250,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel. And to celebrate that milestone, I'm going to be doing 2 or 3 free live events. It most likely will entail 1 live stream on YouTube itself, and then a couple of free live Zoom events. One will probably be more of a party where I'll be playing some songs and just having fun to celebrate. And the other Zoom call will probably be some sort of a workshop where I detail some of the lessons learned and advice that I have, especially for people that are pursuing creative careers or just want to be more creative in their lives. So I've done a lot of things in the arts, published many books, and I want to share some of that experience with you in a free online event where we can see each other and interact and talk in real time. And the best way to find out about these things is to get on my email list. It's really super easy to do, absolutely free of charge. I'll even bribe you to get on the list. Just go to bobbakerinspiration.com. You'll quickly see a way to get those 6 free MP3 downloads. Enter your name and your email, click submit, then you'll be on the list. Every week I'll send out an update with my latest videos and things that I'm up to, and you will be the first to know about these absolutely free events when I hit that milestone. So go ahead and do that now before you get distracted, all right? All right, so now that you're aware of all of that, let's get to this spontaneous recording where I just hit the record button and took a deep dive into this one powerful manifestation statement that will help you be more open and receptive to new opportunities that you might miss otherwise. So take a listen to that and enjoy. This or something better now manifests for me. What a great affirmation that is. This or something better now manifests for me. It's so powerful, I'm going to use this entire recording to just examine this one affirmation. So to be honest with you, I just got finished recording one of my other affirmation recordings in a scripted format. Everything was pretty much written out, or at least 95% of it was. And I was about to turn off the recording equipment and move on to something else, but I thought to myself, well, I'm kind of warmed up vocally and mentally. And I had another title on my list of potential titles that had no script whatsoever. And it's this one. So I just hit record, and now I'm just as eager as you are to see what comes out, what kind of message I can download and impart to you with this recording. So perhaps you've heard some version of this statement before. This or something better now manifests for me, especially that first part. And it's a very powerful perspective to have when you're setting goals, when you're setting an intention for how you would like your day or your week or your entire life to unfold. When there are things that you want to create in the world and bring into existence. Quite often, we are focused on a specific thing, a specific state of mind. We have a specific end result in mind, and that's good. You've probably heard of SMART goals. And those first two letters of SMART stand for specific and measurable. So that's a healthy thing to be very specific about the vision that you have for your life. What are you trying to create? In general, having a specific goal is more effective than just having some general notion of something that you want to create. However, sometimes when you're too fixated on a specific outcome, it leads to tunnel vision, and actually what can cause some people to miss opportunities. You could miss all the unexpected, delicious consequences that take place when you start heading off in a direction to achieve something. So yes, you want to achieve that specific thing that you have identified, maybe at the beginning of a new journey or a new chapter of your life. But don't cut yourself off to the possibility that you could actually end up with something even greater than the original vision that you had. Sometimes the universe has a bigger payoff, a bigger outcome than we even imagined. I mean, I could say that that's true with this YouTube channel that has grown tremendously beyond my wildest dreams in recent years. Now, I've known for a long time that I had a pretty decent command of my voice as a singer, been a musician and played in bands and recorded and written songs over the years. So I've used my voice in many ways as a singer, but also as a speaker. I've been podcasting for many years. And as a performer in bands, I was always the person in the band who would talk to the audience in between songs. I've done theater, I've done stand-up comedy, so I was used to addressing an audience, and I was comfortable on a microphone. And my girlfriend Pookie for years has been saying, you really have a good voice, you should do something more with it. And I liked that idea, but I wasn't sure exactly what to do with it beyond the ways that I had been using it for many years, which was impactful. I had people that listened to some of my earlier podcasts, people that listen to our music and so on. So I was using my voice in a productive way. But little did I know when I first started experimenting with posting these morning affirmations and guided meditations and inspirational spoken word like this, that I would find a whole new audience and that would lead to a whole new chapter of my career and my life. So if my destiny was simply left to my own imagination, I could never have predicted that this would happen. So that's just a great example of this or something better happening. As I think about it, as I'm watching this recording evolve and these words come out of my mouth, I had an intention to discuss the title, This or Something Better Now Manifests for Me. But I had no idea until I got there that I would relate it to my YouTube channel and how that's a great example. But the more important thing is, how can you apply this principle to your life? Yes, set goals, be specific, but also be open to the very real possibility that something even greater is in store for you. And you have no idea what that is yet. So what that means is, as you set goals, as you start marching into a direction in your life to achieve something, be flexible, be fluid, pay attention, be open to other opportunities that come up, be open to unexpected circumstances that will present themselves. But you have to be ready, you have to be open, you have to be looking for those opportunities and not so rigid in your thinking. Like I said earlier, don't become a victim of tunnel vision. To anchor this in, let's go ahead and say that affirmation 3 times together. I'll say it, I'll give you a little space to repeat it after me. This is a great one to truly embrace and embody. Here we go. This or something better now manifests for me. This or something better now manifests for me. This or something better now manifests for me. It's worth repeating often, multiple times, daily for a while until it sinks in. You know, there's an affirmation by Michael Beckwith that I've used in some of my videos, including a very popular one called the 10 Most Powerful Affirmations of All Time. And some people have issues with it because of the way that it's worded. And here it is. Something wonderful is always on the verge of happening. Now, I really like that affirmation, but some affirmation purists don't like it because it implies that the thing has not happened yet and it's always on the verge of happening and you never quite get there. And so some people have a mental stumbling block. And so if that describes you, I guess don't use that affirmation. You can reword it to your liking. But I happen to like that one because it reminds me of that feeling that you had as a kid on Christmas morning, or at least I did as a kid, and there were presents under the tree. And you had no idea exactly what you would find. You were excited and you knew something special was about to happen. And I have a lot of warm holiday memories of that as a child. So to me, I love that sense of anticipation. Something wonderful is about to happen and I have no idea what it is, but I'm going to be ready for it. And when it happens, I'm going to enjoy the heck out of it. So that's the attitude that I want you to have with this affirmation. Yes, the specific thing that I'm going for could certainly manifest. It certainly happened with all the books that I've published. I had a specific title and a specific book that I wanted to get out into the world, and I got that specific book out. Although quite often in the creation of it, it morphed into something that was maybe slightly different in content than I originally thought. But for the most part, yes, many things that we specifically identify and we create end up manifesting in the form that we originally envisioned. But quite often, I'd say most of the time, the places where we end up in life, we could not have planned them. We could not have plotted and predicted that we would get to this chapter in our life, whether it's family or career, the things that we create, the things we're known for. And that's an awesome gift of life. There are always surprises around every corner. And that's as it should be. So let's just anchor in this whole principle 3 more times. Say the affirmation with me and set an intention to live your life in this way. This or something better now manifests for me. This or something better now manifests for me. This or something better now manifests for me. So I hope you found this spontaneously improvised recording to be helpful. I was just as surprised as you are to see what came out when I chose that title and topic to speak about. So go out there, live your best life ever, and together we can transform the world one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Until next time, this is Bob Baker from BobBakerInspiration.com saying so long for now. Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to BobBakerInspiration.com to get it. That's BobBakerInspiration.com. The 5 simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down. How to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at BobBakerInspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.